injury-wise from yesterday. You know, Brian Dawkins, neck strain. We did find out Kevin Vickerson had a little bit of an ankle sprain, but he went back and played.
Dawkins get an MRI today?
Yeah, I don't know all the tests they've had yet. We've really not gotten all those tests completed. And no real update from yesterday.
Coach, does Tim Tebow give you the best chance to win at quarterback?
Yeah, that's something that we'll evaluate. We'll meet. I'll have the team in, and with all due respect for what you guys do, you know, the way we'll operate is we'll, you know, communicate with the people involved and the team long before we announce it to you guys. So that won't be happening today because we won't see the team until tomorrow.
Will it happen tomorrow? Will it be happening tomorrow?
I'd say there'll be a strong likelihood that we will address that tomorrow.
When you say long before you will tell the media, how long after that would you expect that?
I mean, I'm not going to call everybody. I'm sure you'll have your ways.
We can do a conference at all.
I'm sure you'll have your ways.
Coach, there are so many people so pumped up and energized. What do you think it says about kind of the state of the Broncos that fans are so excited about the loss?
Well, I think, you know, the way it happened, you know, I think, again, a lot's made out of, you know, the quarterback position, and no doubt that did spark our team. But, you know, as you looked around, there was a lot of different guys making plays, you know, whether it's a screen pass for a touchdown, a great catch, you know, to give us a chance to throw in the end zone at the end. So, you know, I think, you know, we made a couple big stops on defense. Not as big one as we needed at one point, but you know, I thought, you know, it encouraged the whole team. And so, and I'm sure the fans saw that.
When you looked at what they did at the end, I talked to a number of the Chargers. You said that's kind of what happens when we have a big lead. We play soft. People get yards. Is that how you saw it, or did you think something more important or more profound than that was going on?
Well, I think, you know, we played better. You know, at the end of the day, I mean, we had, you know, under 20 minutes time of possession. You know, they probably all had almost twice as many plays as we did. I thought our defense did an excellent job keeping us in the game, holding them to field goals. They made a lot of trips down the field. And, you know, point total-wise, we still had a chance. And at some point, you got to do something about it. And you know, I thought we did. And, you know, regardless of, you know, I don't think they were, you know, it wasn't like they had a 50-point lead. And, you know, it got pretty close there at 10. So I don't think they were playing overly soft.
Is the bye week in kind of an, I mean, people talk about it artificially, like it's some time to reevaluate everything you're going to do for the future. But coming with your team at 1-4 right now, is it a time right now to evaluate, you know, maybe playing some younger players, that type of thing? Or is it still too early in the season to kind of make that call?
Well, you know, you're always evolving. You know, I think the bye week ideally would be right in the middle of the season. It's more like a halftime of a game. It's a chance to rest players, to heal players, take a break, you know, from the, you know, rigorousness of a NFL season. You know, we'll handle it, and that we'll practice tomorrow, we'll practice Wednesday. You know, we'll spend a large part of today, you know, self-scouting ourselves in all three phases, you know, looking at kind of where we are, what we need to work on, you know, let you step back because you're not jumping into, you know, another opponent, you know, and as far as preparation. So it's really kind of like a break, and, you know, people utilize the break in different ways. Even the CBA is kind of dictated a little bit of what you do in the bye week. You know, they'll have Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday off. That's mandated in the new agreement. So that's kind of how we're approaching it.
Can a guy come in on his own, or they have to be out of the building?
Yeah, you're allowed to treat injured players differently. You know, if they're got mandatory treatment due to injury, you know, they're under different guidelines.
How about a guy who was recently named quarterback and might need to study?
Again, I don't think we lock the building and don't let them in. So, whoever that is.
Have you, I know you're not saying, but do you know in your own mind what you're going to do?
No.
What the decision's going to be?
No. I think, there's obviously a lot of communication, and we have to communicate as a staff, as a building, and go from there.
So what are the things that you're going to look at today, and who are you going to talk to today? What's that decision-making process going to be like?
Well, I'm not going to give you my daily itinerary today, but, there'll be some staff meetings. We haven't met in that particular area. That'll happen sometime today. So probably the sooner I'm done with this, the sooner I'll be getting busy with it.
Wow.
That wasn't ugly.
There was a perception in training camp by a lot of us, although you never announced it, that Brady Quinn was the number two guy. What went into your decision on who would replace Kyle when you decided to replace him yesterday?
Well, I think, again, you said perception, and sometimes that's not reality. I think, the call to go with Tim was something that obviously we didn't discuss before, but, didn't want that outwardly known, regardless of perception. But I think, that kind of showed our hands on.
For these next 2 days of practice, is it more similar to camp where you can work on a bunch of stuff, or will you be working on Miami even?
No, we won't. It'll be more like training camp, more like a bye week, work on some things that we need work on. We're still very young in our defense, for instance. We just need to hone in and execute better in some areas. So it'll be more like, Broncos on Broncos training camp.
What was your evaluation of Quentin Carter, his first kind of extended playing time?
Like most evaluations of games, some good, some not as good. I think we have a lot of young players. Some things were made of Von Miller. Von is an outstanding player. He had a good game yesterday. We played a lot of snaps, so we played a lot of people to keep them fresh, because there was points in that game where, it seemed like the defense was out there forever. So you do play a lot of different players. In the case of Quentin, he had the opportunity when Doc went out, and there's no real substitute for that. There's no real way to get ready for that other than doing it. And I thought there were some bright spots for him.
Coach, can you talk about the offensive line? They didn't allow a sack yesterday in the second straight 100-yard game. How have they been developing this?
Well, I think, again, it's an area we've improved at. We've emphasized the run game. A lot's been made of Willis McGahee, and obviously he's done an excellent job. But, that whole blocking element deserves some credit for that, and that's the O-line. The tight end position, where we've got some youth there as well, some newness. So I think it's just something we're continuing to improve at. And, we've kind of taken a couple steps back in the passing game, and we need to get that back up to par. So we have a lot of improving to do, really. In all three phases.
When you called a timeout on the two-point conversion, was it an issue of where the ball should be placed on what hash mark, or was it should it have been on the other hash mark?
No. I think I mentioned this yesterday. On scoring plays, they review it, and the communication from the officiating staff to us wasn't as smooth as it could have been. They might have mentioned it to the quarterback, as they said, but they didn't mention it to us. So the play clock was going down. We didn't want to rush the play. I would have preferred not to have done that, but I thought it was important with a young quarterback in the game, kind of a critical time, not rushing the play.
Okay. Jim said that it was the same play call, that you were going to run that fade, and then y'all called timeout and called it again.
We'll have to teach Tim better about that. it was the same play. He has an option, without getting into too much detail. Whether it's the exact same play, I'm not going to mention.
Do you think there should have been a penalty on the Chargers on the last play?
It doesn't matter really what I think. But I get in trouble when I comment, so sorry.
So that's yes?
somewhere in between that.
Don't they ordinarily let the Hail Mary end zones,
It's very seldom called. If you just go back through history, it's not there aren't very many pass interference penalties on.
But maybe they need to make sure it doesn't get out of hand.
Or maybe you're charged that way.
Coach, we got a penalty. What was your take on the DJ penalty late?
Yeah, again, it's something we shouldn't have done. We had two personal foul penalties, one Lindsay mentioned earlier on Quentin Carter, and then, you know, the one there late took probably cost us, you know, minute 40. You know, we might have had a little bit more time to move the ball.
Is it something that you'll talk to DJ about, or he's been in the league long?
Yeah, way? I mean, of course. They've not seen the tape yet, so they'll watch that with us tomorrow.
Whether it's this week or some other week, if you have to design an offensive game plan for Tim Tebow at quarterback, how different would it be, do you think, from an offensive game plan with Kyle at quarterback?
You know, really part of coaching is putting any player in positions to have success. So, you know, whether it's quarterback, running back, type of running back, corners, whether they're zone-type corners, man corners, you know, a lot of it's kind of what you have and putting them in best position. So, you know, as I've said all along, you know, Tim's a very good young quarterback. And so, you know, we'll evaluate that. We'll look at what he does if he starts getting some reps. And we have been doing that all season.
But, I mean, do the difference of the skill sets, the fairly dramatic difference of the skill sets, make it unusual?
Well, I think he's the most mobile of our quarterbacks. But, you know, that doesn't really define him as a quarterback or his skill set and the different things he does, but he does bring that dimension, and that's kind of obvious.
You said when he first got the job that the big thing with Tim was just taking the snap from center after what mm-hmm. he'd been in college. I mean, yesterday, literally the snap was a was a problem. I mean, is that still the area where Tim needs to work? Would you say, you know, in this game?
I think like any young player, you know, they need all the experiences. You know, that's something he hadn't done a lot in his background, whether it be in college or, you know, even in the short stay in the National Football League. You know, he hasn't gotten a lot of reps up till now. You know, typically that's what happens once you get into the regular season. So. It's an area that, just like everything, whether it was our tackling that was a little below par yesterday, all those things are things, technique-wise, we can get better at. And that's our job as coaches.
Is there any issue with him being left-handed and your other two being right-handed? Does he have to change his hand, or does JD get the ball in differently, or just hope for the best?
No, not so much on the snap. I can't say that a left-handed quarterback and a right-handed quarterback wouldn't have some variance in the type of plays, what hash marks, what formations, those types of things.
But I mean specifically under center.
Under center.
You know, I don't think it's a big difference, but it's something that, you know, based on yesterday, it needs some work.
You know, obviously you're not announcing it, but when you hear about people talking about this, that the excitement that this has brought, even just in half. But I know you've been through quarterback situations before. This seems to be kind of unique. Is it tough to put the genie back in the bottle now that he's played? I mean, can you go back now?
You know, that's a tough spot to put me in, especially that we haven't made an announcement yet. So whether the genie's in or out, we'll just have to wait.
But are you can't
do that first. The genie's in or
out. Do all the outside forces at work here make your job harder, though?
Not really. I mean, there's a lot of outside forces in any NFL city. You know, I think you know, it's just the nature of the beast. It's part of the job.
Did you watch I Dream of Jeannie growing up?
Yeah, I'm aging myself, but yes.
John, whenever there's a quarterback change, there's a locker room dynamic that changes. Does that at all factor into your choice or your decisions on who your guys are going to be?
I mean, you evaluate everything, you know, and when you make decisions, you know, in your heart and your mind, it's what's best for the football team. So whatever direction we go, that will be the number one thing in mind.